96.1 on 104.5, Sheboygan's Point, 8:51. Looks like windy, cloudy, breezy, whatever. Good night to see a rock and roll show at the Weill Center.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Matthew Nelson. Is it Matthew or is it Matt now?
Call me Matt. You know, I'm not as much of a star these days.
Is that what it is?
No, not at all.
I had you on the radio here a couple of days ago, and now you're in town. This is so cool to meet you.
Yes, you know, semi-live and in person.
You got up kind of early for Rockstar.
Well, just California time, yeah. We normally get up at the crack of noon. But yeah. I'm enjoying. Any good sports happening around here?
We have a North-South high school football thing going on.
Oh, right on.
And okay. And of course the Brewers.
Who are they?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, no, I heard that. I mean, everybody's like blowing up with the Brewers. Yeah. You know, I'm rooting for them. So, yeah. You know, I'm hoping.
So the Weill Center tonight.
Yes.
It's a tribute to your dad. Of course, your dad, Ricky Nelson. Mm-hmm.
Yep. We're doing a show called Ricky Nelson Remembered. Uh-huh. And we brought a cool video show with us. We get to, you know, go through. You know, it's interesting. You know, we're here at a radio station. I'm like, is there anybody out there right now that you can think is going to wind up selling 230 million records, 60 million albums? I mean, it's like crazy. That's what my pop did, you know? So it's kind of cool. We get to play all these songs. And it's basically people know every one of them.
There's a ton of famous blood in your family, too.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I'm going to do that 6 degrees of separation thing one of these days. Like,
okay, great.
Bacon game. Okay. With you. Like, hey, I've met you, so I kind of know. So who else do I know?
Okay, well, let me see. Sister Tracy Nelson, actress.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Our uncle, Mark Harmon, NCIS.
Ah!
That's our mom's brother.
Wow.
You know? And I came in, I was like, hey, do you play Lifehouse? My best friend's in that band, so... But I still don't know Kevin Bacon. Haven't met him yet.
No?
Although he
okay.
does have a brother act. He goes out and plays shows.
And you probably know somebody who knows him.
I guarantee it.
So you're probably...
I'm probably
okay.
more like 2 degrees of separation.
So probably, and where's Gunner?
You know, I think he hasn't gotten out of bed yet. It's okay. It's like, you know, we flipped a coin. He's uh-huh. like, no. I can do this act alone. I've been carrying him for years. Everybody who knows us knows that. You know, I've been wanting to go solo for years. So today's my day.
Do a lot of people do what I just did to you in the lobby where they look at you and they're
Where's
like...
Where's the hair?
Well, that and which one are you?
Your pick.
Yeah.
Take your pick. It was kind of fun, you know. I think last week I was him on the radio. Nobody knew it. It's great.
Do you sound a lot alike, too?
Not at all.
No.
But then again, you'd have to have us
people
together to compare.
Yeah.
So
people don't know.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Okay. All right. Have you ever, like, done your own music? Like, do you ever play without him?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I actually have my own project. I have two right now. I have one called Red 37.
Uh-huh.
And actually, it's a little bit different. You know, the guy that produced the record did Hoobastank and Incubus. And records like that. So it's more of a modern rock thing. And I just put together a project that I'm just working with. As I mentioned, Ben Carey from Lifehouse mm-hmm. is in it. It's myself, a lead singer with a band called Paperback Hero named Brian Hopkins, and the drummer from Matchbox 20. And it's called Elvis Monroe. And
So it'll sound like a garage band. Nobody will know anything.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just,
right.
It's not high production at all.
Not at all. You know, but, you know, a little different than the stuff Gunner and I do. You know, you know, Gunner lives in Nashville. I live in L.A., and I've been doing a lot of session work and, you know, kind of staying current. And I've been doing it kind of quietly, and it's kind of fun, you know, to kind of see what's going on in the world these days.
The ins and outs of the back end of things.
Yeah. Well, it didn't sound very good at all.
So the show tonight, 7:30 at the Weill Center.
Yes.
And it's a lot of your dad's music. You're going to do some of your music, too.
We'll probably do one or two of our tunes,
okay.
You know, probably
but
for your... Your sister-in-law, you know?
She'll be throwing her undies at you.
Probably. Hey, there you go.
I might throw my undies
Duck.
At you, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Somebody.
That doesn't sound good either.
Okay.
Where are we going with this interview?
Can you guys meet people after the show? You do that?
Yeah, we never... actually, we meet everybody that wants to meet us. So sometimes we'll say 2-3 hours after a show.
How
no
exciting.
Joke. Yeah. So it's good. We don't have to do a runner. Actually, it's not fair to say. We're actually... Lobby call tomorrow is 5 a.m. because we've got a 7 a.m. flight to play in Ohio. But so we're not going to sleep. We're just going to stay up and have fun. That'll be it.
Rock stars. That's
hey,
it.
Why not?
That's how you do a lot of coffee.
We'll sleep
right?
later.
Appreciate
yeah.
you coming in. I mean,
thank you.
If you're here in town, why the heck not?
Well, I'd love to come on in and crash the party.
All
it's
right.
a good thing. Force my way into the studio.
Matthew Nelson, thanks. And have a great show tonight. I can't wait to see it. And hopefully we pack the place.
I hope so, too.
It sells out everywhere, right?
Yeah, it's actually, I think we're pretty close to it at
okay.
the Weill Center right now. But there are a couple of tickets available. But, you know, come on up and say hi and take a picture and throw your underwear at us. It's
awesome.
Good.
Awesome. Okay.
As long as you're female.
You All have right. a lot of those, right?
Well, you know.
Oh, I do have to ask. Ladies in your life.
I just got out of a 13-year marriage. So in Hollywood, that's like a 100-year marriage. Thank you very much. Yeah. I have a great girlfriend now, though. She's a Midwestern girl.
Okay.
All right. So very happy with that. Gunner's just kind of like Gunner. Gunner's, you know.
Wow.
Gunner's got girlfriends, you know, whatever. You know, Gunner's Gunner.
That he hasn't met you.
I always say that Gunner's Gunner. You know?
And they're like, what does that mean?
No, well, you know, it means that, you know, nowadays with the internet, you got to be careful. No, you know, I stay out of Gunner's life.
I love that you're both almost single, and they're like, you just keep that hope alive for a lot of...
Okay, well, I'm actually, you know what, I'm not... Well, let's put it this way. I'm not married, okay? But I'm not single.
All right. Well, we'll keep people guessing.
There you go.
Thank you, Matthew Nelson, for stopping by. Can't wait to see the show tonight.
Thank you.
At the Wild Center tonight in Sheboygan with Sheboygan's Point.